So do you believe in Bigfoot? You know, Sasquatch or Yeti? Well, get ready to be disappointed, believers. A new study out of Oxford University suggests that the mythical creature is just that, a myth. At least for now, the world's Andrea Crossan has more.
Hunting for Bigfoot isn't just a pastime for oddballs hanging out in the woods anymore. It's gone mainstream.
My passion for Bigfoot determined the jobs I took, where I ended up living. I mean, it shaped the course of my life. My role on the team is to do the loudest, furthest carrying Bigfoot calls.
Sounds like a dying cow.
That's a clip from the Animal Planet show, Finding Bigfoot, where a team of scientists and enthusiasts search the world for the mythical primates. But lest you think this is just fodder for reality TV, a new study out of Oxford University has taken the hunt for Bigfoot even further. In 2002, members of the public, scientists, and museum curators were asked to share samples of hair they believed to be from unidentified ape-like creatures. Oxford University genetics professor Brian Sykes led the project.
I've managed to get hold of some samples from famous historical expeditions, such as that led by Sir Edmund Hillary, that have been deposited in museums, some material from Himalayan monasteries, Buddhist monasteries, that have been thought of to be yetis, a whole range of materials.
The scientists analyzed 30 hair samples. And their findings?
Bears, cows and horses, even a porcupine, a raccoon, and quite a range of animals, but all known ones.
There were no yetis or Bigfoots, or is that Bigfeet, let alone herds of them.
You have to have a breeding population for these things to have survived as long as they're supposedly been around.
That's New York University anthropology professor Todd Disitel. He's been called the Bigfoot party pooper. Disitel says that the high concentration of hunters and park rangers in North America make it impossible for human-like beasts to remain hidden from cell phone cameras, and that these animals would have to be reproducing.
Hundreds of eight-foot-tall mammals running around North America without one single shred of evidence, I find that difficult to believe.
Disitel does believe that there could be unknown species of primates. He just doesn't believe they're running around Yosemite dodging tourists. But for Professor Sykes, the search continues, and he believes his study opens the door for more scientific investigation into the subject.
There's a good chance, if somebody finds a genuine article, that there is now a way of proving it to everyone's satisfaction.
It's the most important piece of evidence in Bigfooting history.
Until there is scientific evidence, camera crews will be finding their own evidence. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
Footprints are the best hard evidence for Sasquatches. These are the best prints I've seen in my life.
Wow! I know for a fact they've got the evidence. It's going to come out soon.